Okay, are we going?
We're going.
I think it's on. My headphones are on.
Mine are on.
Nice, mine are on too. Where's Brian?
I don't know.
What?
God, wasn't he gonna wait? Are we waiting?
Are we gonna wait?
We could. God, it's so hot though.
It's really hot.
I'm sorry. Maybe he'll show up.
No, just a little while. He'll just be a little while.
Like, let me check my phone.
See if all right.
A couple weeks, maybe.
I have chocolate all over my pants. That's frustrating. I didn't need that.
That's chocolate, right?
Yeah, it's not poop.
Oh, God.
Just had a check.
Greg has chocolate on his khakis.
Chackies.
Chocolate chackies. Graham Swarsa. How you doing?
Welcome, Graham.
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you. I feel like I was just on a short while ago.
You have become our most prolific guest of all time.
Wow.
Is that true?
I'm not sure. It's a grand statement.
Third time. I don't want to alienate any of your other guests. No. But,
who else has been on three times?
The Gijaroon.
Gijaroon. Okay, but who else?
Me.
Yeah, but not
no,
us.
Oh, I don't know. Bane
is coming on tomorrow for the first time.
Friedman? Is he a one-time wonder?
Friedman's one time.
Yeah. Right. Now, you've been on here quite a few times.
Three times.
Yeah. This is his third time.
Thank you. It's
congratulations.
An honor. Thank you for having me.
Well, first of all, let me just welcome you all to the Scheid Show.
Oh, hello.
Hello. My name is Robert Scheid.
Good evening, Robert.
And sitting on my left is Gregory Hoyt.
Oh, good evening.
Mm, true.
Ladies.
Very nice.
And to my left.
And joining us, we have, for the third time, Graham Swarsa. Thank you so much for joining us.
Welcome, Graham.
And no Brian. No Brian.
No Brian. I spoke to Brian today.
Oh, my God.
He's in South Africa.
Yeah.
Chasing sharks.
Hmm.
I called him on his Google phone, which he loves, you know.
Which was loud and clear when he called me.
Totally loud and clear. He could be calling in right now.
Why did he not give me his Google phone number?
Oh, I have it.
No, but why didn't he give it to me?
I don't know. I thought he would have called you by now. He's called me multiple times from South Africa.
What? Graham, how many times has he called you?
Once.
He's called me thrice.
Graham, that's still 100% more than he's called me.
And I...
Well,
and
more than
300,
that,
I know. It's infinity
is,
times
if you want
more.
To get into the math,
no, let's not, because it will be more painful.
Wasn't a strong suit of mine for many years of my life. But now,
it is now.
I feel pretty good about it.
Do you feel confident about math?
Very.
To the point where you could say that it's more than 100%.
More.
It is.
Do you know
it's
the term infinite potential?
I do.
Okay, great.
This do I have
infinite,
it?
Infinite.
Oh. Infinite.
Oh, he's falling apart.
You are here for Brian.
Brian Gerard's replacement.
Play the role.
Brian Gerard is somebody that I know.
You've channeled him.
That really sometimes works hard to create new words to outsmart people. And really, he sounds like a certain demographic.
Oh, yeah.
That we will not.
Yeah. It's not a bad thing. He just sounds...
Tries to sound smarter.
Yeah. And it's amazing because it's a whole character shift. He doesn't even sound like himself at that point.
He doesn't know what he's even saying.
He doesn't. He's so not present.
He detaches himself and he starts to listen to himself talk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he checks back in when we call
it's
him
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Like, what you just did is nothing compared to the shit that he pulls.
No, you just hit one word.
I hope he doesn't do that at work. That's what I hope.
No, I don't think he does.
Do you think he does? No way. Graham shaking his head.
Wait, now, Graham, did you work with him on a professional level?
I did.
Okay. And did he do that in that environment?
No.
Not as much then.
Not as much then because it was a different environment and he was comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
When he gets uncomfortable.
Oh, you think he shifts into that
out of bounds? That's when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Because he feels like he needs to create something.
Compensate for something.
Yeah. Greg, do you think that means that Brian is uncomfortable when he's on the show?
Yeah, I think that Brian is uncomfortable and terrified every time he's performing in any way.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
Doing the two-man show, the improv show that I have done with him, and even when we've done
the
improv
three-person
shows,
show. He's like, I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, he's so, and it's so shocking because he's done hundreds of shows, and I've done hundreds of shows, and you have too.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, that really chills out. The nerves are still there, but like my
for one
ass
line
is going to fall
whatever.
Off.
No, you never get to
and
that point.
And here's the one thing, though, with Brian is that he does a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah, he always does.
He does a great job, and he's so minimal about his approach that you wouldn't know that there's...
That he's riding a horse of fear.
He's on the brink of
he's ready to
cresting.
Shit.
Yeah.
his uvula into...
He's doing it again. He, yes. Look at, he's doing it again.
Yeah, he is.
Making up.
When I talk about Brian, I feel like I need to create...
Physical descriptions, yes. Of inner workings that
I
you
channel
don't really
Brian
know.
Gerard. Yeah. Got it.
Okay, so before we channel him too far, Graham, we have you on the show for a specific reason.
We do?
Yes, we actually do.
This is news?
Good, I didn't know
it's
that.
It's news. Well, good.
I just
news
told
to
Graham
everyone.
To show up.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
Graham, I've been wanting to hear a story.
Okay.
You went on an epic journey.
Mm.
To the north or to the south?
That's right. Well, I've done to the north most recently.
Okay.
Yeah.
To the frigid north.
Frigid north.
To be specific.
The outer bounds of the north.
Wow. And I wanted to hear about this because it sounds incredible.
The Arctic Circle?
The Arctic Circle.
Now, would it be the Antarctic Circle if you went south?
The Antarctic Circle is south.
Is opposite, yeah. Yes.
But we don't hear much about that.
No.
Usually
no.
People say the Arctic Circle.
Right, right. Yeah. And I think
Why does the Antarctic
Circle say the Arctic Circle? Is because the Antarctic Circle, I don't know exactly what it encompasses, but it's Antarctica, so there's nothing really that butts up against it that you could travel by land.
Yeah.
But the Arctic Circle, I think there's 8 countries
that
touch
it.
Yeah, it's about
Russia,
a million people. Yeah, Russia,
Canada,
Alaska,
yeah.
Sweden.
Yeah, really.
Greenland,
that's
Iceland.
I had never
top of the globe.
Yeah,
just the top of the globe.
So it's all just the tip.
That's
the best part about the Arctic Circle.
It is indeed
just a whole bunch of tips.
Thank you, Brian.
Fighting it out.
You're
up there.
Channeling them still. God.
We got an awesome opportunity. The show that I direct called The List.
Mm-hmm.
1001 Car Things to Do Before You Die.
Which where can that be found?
That can be found on autoblog.com.
Autoblog.com.
Nice. Autoblog.com.
Did you know that we get at least 200 individual listeners every day?
I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah. Is it a webcast? I said it was a webcast.
It's a podcast.
Whatever.
Wow.
I'm still
right,
catching.
He doesn't even know what it is.
We were on Speed Television for a short while.
Okay.
Nice.
But still running. So anyway, this is bullshit. Just cut this little plug bit out.
No, I like that. And we're not going to cut that. This is bullshit.
No, that's in there too. That's good. There's no self-editing. No. I'm the editor.
Yeah, so exactly,
we got this opportunity to take a Sprinter van, Mercedes. It's nothing new. It's a standard Sprinter van.
I don't know
what
a Sprinter van is.
It's one of those tall vans.
The delivery one.
Looks like it.
Yeah, I saw
one. Looks European. Almost.
I saw one on Mulholland Drive today where it was all blacked out. Super dark. I was like, what's going on in
those
there?
Are like the new, they're delivery vans.
Yeah.
But they're having a resurgence. They're kind of like the Airstream of today.
No way. Wait, rich people buy these things and
are
buying
them. They're decking them out like jets, like corporate jets.
On the inside.
So they
no
have meetings on them. They use them for delivery. They can turn them into box trucks and
holy
ambulances.
Cow.
They can customize the shit out
fancy.
Of these
vans. Take them all over the country on tour.
They prefer that to a bus.
Well, here's the thing. They're about 7 or 8 feet tall. 7 feet tall, probably. 8 feet tall inside.
Yeah, they are pretty tall.
We walked around that thing for the whole week inside. It felt like we had our own camper.
And you drove this thing up
north.
It.
We flew into Anchorage.
Oh, okay. That's a long
up
drive
through
from
Fairbanks
here, LA.
On the first day. Mm. And then the second day we drove from Fairbanks to Coldfoot, which is the northernmost truck stop in the world.
Okay.
Wait,
were you doing ice road trucking? Did you go across?
Yeah. We weren't on the ice road.
Oh, okay.
We were on the Dalton Highway is the name of the highway. We didn't go up to Prudhoe Bay where the ice roads actually are.
Yeah.
But it was pretty intense because the first thing I noticed was we were so far north that the sun only crosses the horizon from maybe 10:30, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. So you have
crosses
really
and
days.
goes down ducks behind
so
the
it's
horizon.
More of like a low level it swipes
just skims
the
horizon
like
and
dawn
and it dips
for
a little
right?
bit
so you have really long dawn, really long dusk.
That's so wild.
So
man,
it feels, it's taxing in that way because you feel like, wow, we were driving all day. We drove
you
from
never
dark
hit
to
night.
Dark
right
in the car. We went by Denali National Park, Mount McKinley, and when we got on the back side of Mount McKinley for the first time, that's when temperatures plummeted. We hit, I think, negative 35.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
Now, wait, did it have to be outfitted to be able to handle that, or was this like a challenge?
Well, that's
Is
part
that
of
was
what
the challenge?
Mercedes hooked us up with this Sprinter van was that it's diesel. So all the trucks on the ice road are diesel.
Mm.
Because they're all shipping oil and diamonds and gold back and forth from the mines.
Why is diesel better in cold weather?
It's better because it... I want to say it's something to do with the freezing level, but really what it is the torque. And the major trucks use it because of the torque and because the trucks are so big, and trucking is the only reason they built that road.
Mm.
That diesel is much easier to come by.
Well, I'll tell you that my fiance has a Jetta Sport Wagon, which is a diesel, a TDI. And we drove that up to Portland, and it is pretty awesome on hills.
Yeah.
Like, it's really great. Yeah.
Why?
A lot of torque.
Because of the firing of the diesel?
They have really long cylinders, so
that's what she said.
Yeah, they go back and forth really. It's a long throw.
Also what she said.
And so they don't fire as fast, so they actually run cooler.
So it goes wrong. There's more of a grab.
It's just like a
fire. Yeah.
So they run cooler, and these vans had timers that you would set at the end of the day, and an electric heater would come on in the morning, and you'd need to let the engine thaw for an hour before you could start it.
Oh, my God.
It froze up.
An hour.
Think about it. Negative 35, dude.
Yeah.
You piss, and that would be freezing out of your...
So let's talk about some of those experiences. Right.
So some of the things that we wanted to do was... at one stop, we got out, and I took a mouthful of water, and I aerated it through my teeth into the air.
Just like
froze immediately. And
that's amazing.
Floated away as a cloud of
ice crystals,
like outer space shit.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. You get out. You have to breathe into fabric or your hand or something,
because
if you inhale, it will freeze your throat. Your mouth.
My God!
Your nose freezes immediately. Your eyes, eyelids.
Did you ever want to get out of the car?
Well, they were doing a show, so they had to do all these segments.
And it was a novelty because it was like, no, it can't be that cold out there. Let's get out. And it was layers and layers and layers, and you get out, and it's like, holy shit, it's cold. Really cold. And we hit, the coldest temperature we hit was -48.
Wow.
And you get a sense for what absolute zero is like in those conditions, because the headphones that we're wearing right now.
Yeah,
I would get out of the van. I ran sound because we didn't have the budget to bring a sound guy, so I wore the headphones and produced with the headphones on. But I would get out of the van, and whatever shape the headphone cable was in, it would freeze. So sometimes it was super straight,
just sticking right out,
like a car antenna. And I would turn, and it would jab my neck, and I'd have to hold my gear arms length away from me.
What is there? Was there a concern that it would break?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and I only had one pair, so if it snapped, I was in trouble. So that was the first thing. Was everything freezes solid when you get out of the car. So I broke my zipper off.
Oh my God.
Trying to zip it up, it snapped off.
So you have to be ready
to
in
go.
The car,
and
then
out.
You hop out,
yep.
And that's the way you're going to look for a while.
Yep. And our gear froze solid. It stopped working.
The cameras and stuff?
Cameras. The cameras were actually pretty good, the Canons, the DSLRs. The thing that happens, though, and it happened on my 60D first because it has the flip-out screen, so it freezes quicker, is that the crystals, the liquid in the screen starts to freeze. So it looks like people are doing the robot because it can't keep up, so someone will move.
Yeah.
And it looks like they're strobing.
It's called liquid crystal display for
those
people
right.
not
the LCD.
In the know.
Oh,
the
that's
LCD.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So those would freeze.
Wow.
So we drove up to Coldfoot, which is a encampment. It's like a base camp of sorts from when they were building the pipeline. It's where all the workers live.
Mm.
And the pipeline is, I think, 800 miles long.
Mm.
It's unbelievable. It pumps. When we were there, it was pumping 500,000 barrels a day. It can pump up to 2 million barrels a day, which is a lot of oil.
Yeah.
I can't even quantify what that looks like. Amazing wildlife. We saw moose, caribou.
Which in plural is meese.
Meese.
For everybody.
No, that's plural for mice.
Oh, that's right.
And, it really was taxing. psychologically, physically, on the equipment, everything was failing.
Did you want to stay there at all? Was there any part of you that was like, I want to give everything up and just stay up here and work at this truck stop or work, or like just fucking get into it?
I liked the, I appreciated the connection with nature and seasons and the...
Did you cry at all during the trip?
And like did when it you, freeze
when you,
on your face
when you instantly. Saw something
not
beautiful?
I didn't cry on this trip.
You
I
didn't have
cried
a single
on
tear.
Other trips.
You have,
yeah.
Out of beauty or out of pain?
Out of frustration.
Okay, I don't want to hear about
sadness.
That. I want to hear beauty crying.
Yeah,
I want to hear beauty. Not
maybe
real
another
sad
episode. We'll hear
your sad
frustration.
Crying.
Yeah, the sad
frustrating crying.
Crying.
Now, I have to say, I appreciate you guys having me on the show to talk about this, but it feels really one-sided here.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, so, I mean, we can talk about...
Robert wanted it.
I did. I wanted to hear this. When was the coldest you ever were, Greg? Let's see. We kind of talked about...
The coldest I ever was, in general? Man, that's hard to say.
Ready, Mark Twain? It's the summer I spent in San Francisco. That was a Mark Twain quote.
Oh, I don't know. I don't
coldest.
Read Mark Twain.
Well...
Winter I ever had was the summer I spent in San Francisco.
That's nice.
Mark
yeah.
Twain.
I wasn't following that. I was watching Greg's suspicious look
as
he looked on to you. Like,
oh, yeah.
Right.
But I will say, when you breathe in cold temperatures like that, it freezes to your face.
Hey, someone should shut their phone off. Is that yours, Sorsa?
Yeah.
Look at this. He comes to the recording. He doesn't.
Yeah.
And you say you're in the business.
I'm in the business.
And he's recording, and he didn't even put it on silent.
Did you get cell phone reception up there?
No.
Oh, that must have been nice.
No. Yeah, very nice. That actually right there was the best thing.
Was it?
No.
How long? How long were you out, off the grid?
5 days.
Did you ever feel when you were out there as if this lack of ability to communicate may be a horrible, horrible thing?
No. But what I did get was that I got for the first time that you could freeze to death. Your body would lock up solid and you would freeze in whatever position you were in. I understand that human beings can now freeze to death.
But wait, I'm sorry. What did you like start going into that mode?
Well,
or?
Yeah, you as you breathe,
yeah.
Your breath has moisture in it and it freezes to your face. And the cold is so permeates your clothes so quickly, you have no chance. You're insignificant.
Yeah, like if you laid down in a snowdrift up there and just like went to sleep for 6 hours, you're dead. Right? You don't ever wake up.
You're
if
dead.
You're just like, even
no.
if you probably were like, I'm going to take a nap.
No.
You probably would die. Because the cold
taking
around you would just...
Yeah.
Now, how do they do that in space? Because in space, it's a whole lot colder than it is in the Arctic Circle. So how are those space suits?
Apparently space
so well
is relatively warm, not as it's colder than obviously where you were.
Mm-hmm.
It's extremely insulated.
Wait a minute,
like,
what do you
really,
mean space
really,
is relatively warm? That's fucking crazy.
No, I mean
to what?
To what? Another planet, the ice planet that
we haven't. Apparently it's you can't get to what is it, negative you can't get to Kelvin, absolute zero.
That's negative 212? Is that right?
I think so.
Probably.
Somewhere around there.
Somewhere
wasn't that something like
Celsius
that?
Celsius.
Celsius.
Kelvin. But Kelvin is zero.
Yeah. So space is not absolute zero, because if it was absolute zero, everything would freeze?
There's no movement. We have never achieved absolute zero
because
on planet Earth.
It wouldn't...
In Boulder, Colorado, they actually are the closest to absolute zero.
Why?
The coldest point on Earth is in Boulder, Colorado,
really?
Maintained under lasers. Yes, they are.
Maintained under lasers?
Not like a safe that people are guarding with
cold
lasers.
Cold lasers?
Yeah, this is what I learned while I was there. They apparently have achieved as close to zero as they have. Right now, and they're maintaining it. From what I understand, using lasers to
Why
maintain
are they
that
doing this? Who
to
are
try
these
to prevent
people?
Matter. They want to see what happens
when matter
stops
moving,
because we haven't achieved that. That doesn't exist in space either. It's like 2 degrees Kelvin or something like that. But it's never.
Let me ask you
zero.
Let me ask you something. Why do we as humans feel that we need to do things that are not done in nature?
Who's to say it
at what point is it creation and not discovery?
Right.
If it was discovery, we'd be seeking
we'd be
these
like,
places on the planet.
Yeah, and here it is.
Absolutely
zero. Look at nothing moves.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we have like a lot of the things that we have around us, we created
out of
combinations of elements.
Let me tell you why. Here's a simple answer.
Why?
Because we're a bunch of psychopath idiots.
We're idiots.
We are
bent. Is it fame grabbing?
Well, it's glory. It's also complete self-destruction.
It's money. It's money.
Oh, well, money. Yeah.
It's money. It's money only. At a certain point. Look at the sugar industry.
Hang on. You're diving into industries, and industries like the sugar industry
I'll make it quick.
Go ahead.
Sugar was fine. Nobody had a problem with sugar until they were like, hey, let's take the calories out. And then they created something like a sweet and low, like a stevia.
Aspartame.
Or aspartame.
Yeah.
They synthesized something so insane that now, there's no calories, but your ass is going to fall out and you're going to have face cancer.
There's something funny about saying ass falling out, isn't there?
Yeah. Until it happens.
What's the trade-off? We're going
to
make corn.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that's clearly creation for money.
But
can I cut in here? Was it me and you that were having conversations the other day?
Probably.
Where every time that, like, my parents were out here to visit, because I'm in a play. Are you going to come to my play, by the way?
Yeah, I'd like to.
Cool.
Is this the Terminator 2?
Well, there's that one, but then there's the North Plan
that I'm
doing as well.
Greg's Elephant
Theater.
Yes. He's a working man.
Yeah.
I am a working man.
And you realize that I'm planning a wedding.
Yes, I do. And I totally have respect for that, but I just want you to come, and I want you to be aware.
Is it turning into a pageant? Or is it still a wedding?
It is still a wedding.
Okay. Bordering on
as of tonight, it's still a wedding.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
We were talking with my parents, and they were saying, you know, how your parents start to say, like, well, so-and-so died, he died, and then so-and-so, and every time Graham would go, because we were just chilling in my living room talking and catching up, and Graham would go, cancer? Yeah. And then we'd go 5 minutes and someone else would have died. And Graham would go, cancer?
Cancer.
And they'd be like, yeah. And then literally, I swear to God, like what, 4 or 5 people over the course of us hanging out in one day?
Yeah.
And it struck me that everyone is going to die of cancer, apparently.
Okay. Nowadays. This is what... cancer is... There's so many forms of cancer. It's almost a general diagnosis. It's not a general diagnosis. But do you know what I'm saying by saying this?
That it's like, there's something wrong with your ass, cancer. There's something wrong with your tongue, cancer.
A bone cancer.
Right.
And so I'm not going to say that cancer isn't a big thing, because obviously it is.
It's killing everyone.
Robert.
But you can say as well that...
Everybody.
Inflammation is also killing everybody.
Right, because that's cancer.
Inflammation is what many scientists believe is what causes aging and causes just general death.
Yeah.
Inflammation on the cellular level.
Yeah.
So your muscles in your heart, your muscles in your body get inflamed, and in that inflame process, they might come back down, but they're damaged in that process.
Yeah. What causes inflammation?
Meats.
Well, it's just general everyday wear and tear. It's
stress.
Your muscles being used, I'm sure.
Lack of breath.
And then you can go beyond that. Exactly.
Have you guys watched that documentary, Forks Over Knives?
Mm-hmm. No. Oh. Did you say lack of breath?
Oh, yeah, like oxygen.
Lack of breath is death.
Did you know that?
Not flossing. Yeah, all sorts of
gum disease.
It's all blood flow.
Mm-hmm.
Blood flow. Not cleaning the pipes out.
Actually, your pipe itself, it gets inflamed.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing, though.
Abstinence, would that mean that abstinence is better for you?
No.
You gotta
then your testicles get inflamed.
Yeah, keep the pipes clean.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, one last question. Did you keep the pipes clean while you were in the Arctic Circle?
No.
I would imagine that hand jobbing yourself is not even on the radar.
No.
When you're that cold.
You didn't test that?
But you do
Did
eat.
You test pee into the...
Did you?
I peed. You eat 5,000 calories a day.
Because why not? Why?
And you're just, are you always hungry?
Yes.
You're actually hungry for that.
Yes.
It's not like you're forcing.
Because your body is eating itself.
Your body's eating itself.
Delicious.
Humans
aren't
supposed to live north of the Arctic Circle.
But maybe we'll be moving there with global warming. It might actually become
It'll be a lot warmer.
Destination.
A lot wetter.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be interesting if everybody moved from the sides of the Earth to the top and bottom of the Earth?
It would throw it. It would start to spiral.
Why? Because of the weight of everything? Yeah.
It'd be like a flat tire.
The problem is this. If true temperature change drove the population north, the environment cannot evolve fast enough to support the people who moved up there if it happened.
It's not like trees are just going to be
You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. But anyway.
And you've got millions of armpits just like melting everything.
That's true.
God.
Yeah.
We're in so much trouble.
Anyway, so you did pee.
And outside.
And how did it? It's did cold. It crystallize immediately?
No.
Or?
No, it's just cold. It bites.
Oh.
Bites.
So she said.
Why would she say that?
So, I don't know. Robert,
she just says all sorts of
here's
shit.
What. Here's my last words on Alaska.
Yes, okay. please.
Go to autoblog.com.
Yeah.
Click on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Drive to the Drive to the Arctic Circle episode.
Yes.
You'll get the full story.
Okay.
Yeah, I watched that episode. And it is really good. It's 20 minutes, right?
It's 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, we'll check it out. Really cool. I'll put a link on theshyshow.com. You can check it out.
It's one of those things that you do in life that just gives you one of those, like, you know, it's a topper.
Yeah.
It's like a good New York story.
I was jealous.
No. The coldest I've ever been.
Yeah.
It's minus 48. Yeah. You don't know.
Cold.
Yeah.
I'm a real man.
Yeah.
Will you say that?
My coldest would have been... I was in the negatives, but it was in Russia.
Right. Oh.
It was in Moscow.
That's pretty cool that you get to say
Thanksgiving.
That.
Yeah.
Right. I would say that my coldest...
But no, Arctic Circle.
My coldest might be, like, up in Maine at your place or up in New Hampshire at my parents' place on a lake, like, midwinter, you know.
Which, really, anytime you get colder than, say, 10 below zero...
Yeah.
It kind of evens out.
Just degrees of, like...
Yeah.
Aching.
I remember Amesbury getting to like negative.
They canceled school. It was like for cold.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Wow.
Maybe
minus 20.
Yeah, I was going to say like 15 or 20 with wind chill.
Wow.
So, I mean, we grew up in a really cold area. And especially with wind chill, we were close to the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
New England gets fucking gnarly.
Well, I got to say, it feels very warm in here.
It is really. I'm sorry.
Very.
Yeah.
My balls are
very warm.
We should probably wrap this up then.
If you want.
Yeah. All right.
There's always more to say, Rob.
Yeah,
I know, and we could talk to you for hours.
Brian said to send everyone his best.
Okay.
And he goes, why doesn't Graham just end up being on the show from now on since he's going to do it so much? I don't know if he was happy about that or angry. But
sounds
like two things are happening. One, he's backing out.
Yeah.
He has future involvement.
Yeah.
Not because he doesn't like it, but because he wants to throw up before he
He can't take it.
Yep.
Second of all, it gets him off.
Yeah.
Not excitement-wise.
Right,
but
right.
It gets him off the hook.
That's mm-hmm. right.
He can go to South Africa.
The responsibilities.
Yeah, he can do whatever he wants.
Expect me to step in and clean up, which
that's
I
right.
will.
Thank you for doing that.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Grant Swarsa, thank you so much.
Gentlemen, thank you.
Good work.
On behalf of Gregory Hoyt and the absent Brian Gerard, I am Robert Scheid.
Were you nervous?
This is the Scheid Show.
No.
Okay. Cold-blooded.
Hmm.
That's what Alaska will do to you. That's what the Arctic Circle. Now, when do we go to the Antarctic? We should all go to the Antarctic.
Yes.
Yeah.
We should.
Yeah.
Would we have to go on a boat?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There's literally no land.
It is a land mass.
For scientific purposes.
Great.
Yeah.
Old wind ship.
Only for scientific purposes.
We could do that.
I'm in.
I'm on a boat. Straight floating on.